gift items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrows wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrows Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
Hear well, live well, Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Monday morning. My name's Kevin Keith. Our sponsors are Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Joining me on the phone now is Lance LaRusso. Lance, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk today. Our news director had told me that you've been on the Party Line program a couple times, but I don't think you and I have ever had a chance to meet. You were wanting to talk today, something that we've talked about quite often here on the program about the question, basically, do we have an excessive force problem? I think the general consensus around here anyway is it's not an excessive force issue. Police are just doing what they've been trained to do regardless of color, I think.
I think that's true. You know, law enforcement officers, a third of law enforcement officers are assaulted every year. And as much as we've talked about officers that have been killed in the line of duty, you know, we have had 100 officers shot this year. So the violent assaults on officers is going up, and in main part, it's because we're releasing violent people from prison. And that should really concern the public. That's been a trend that's been going on for years. But what we're also seeing is just the violence towards law enforcement officers increasing exponentially in the form of ambushes on officers.
We have heard stories about ambushes on officers, and oftentimes, you know, we hear about altercations or something, but, you know, like you said, you know, just the violent attacks, and it doesn't have to be a gun on cop violence. We don't think about cops out there wrestling around and throwing punches with other people too, right?
Right, and the thing that people just really don't understand, when someone attacks a law enforcement officer, the law enforcement officer has survival on their brain at that point. So the question comes, why in the world would anyone, when they're told they're under arrest, not just be handcuffed and move on? Even we saw this with Eric Garner in New York City, the obese man with asthma who was fighting with five police officers and died. Mm-hmm. He had been arrested multiple times for that same offense, and this time he decided to fight. Well, people said, well, he was choked. Well, he wasn't choked, and you know, somebody's saying, I can't breathe, then they're not in a chokehold. But when you take somebody who's morbidly obese, smoker, and asthma, and they decide to get into a physical confrontation with five people, that's like running a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have those situations happen, we have so often, especially with video, people pointing out, well, the officers were out of line. The officers have an obligation, and they have a right to use force to protect themselves and third parties through that obligation to enforce the law.
We recently had a couple episodes at Starbucks in the last, 2 months or so. And, you know, it even caused Starbucks to shut down for an afternoon and train their whole crew across the nation of sensitivity training and stuff. These two individuals in this one incident were black, but I think that any police officer would have reacted the same way.
Well, and it's really interesting how the police wound up toting the blame for that, and you can go online and see the video that that Starbucks showed, and it had a lot of anti-police sentiment in it. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they had one situation that they cited of police inappropriate conduct, and later it was found that the officer did exactly what he should have done. You know, you had two people who were sitting in a store, private property and were asked to buy something or leave. Now, if Starbucks chooses to have people in there all the time without purchasing something, that is their right. But when they call the police and say our private property rights are being violated, then the officers are going to enforce the law. So this anti-police sentiment that started with Barack Obama's comment, the Cambridge police acted stupidly when they did an investigation into a burglary, has really led to so much anti-police rhetoric, but it's actually getting officers killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets everybody worked up, right, for no reason on that.
Right, and we talk about this in Blue News. All the profits from Blue News, When Cops Kill, and Peacemaking, my three books, go to law enforcement charities. But we talk about this in Blue News. We're getting people that are trying to dominate with bad information, the actions, the media, and what I call the informal media, which is blogs and social media and things mm-hmm. like that. And so much is just acceptable that is just abhorrent. Anybody who supports law enforcement, anybody who wants law enforcement to respond in their community when there's a danger, should be up in arms about this because it's causing a drop in recruiting. It's causing officers to leave the profession. And when we stop attracting and stop keeping the best and the brightest, the public is going to suffer.
Tell us about also the Waffle House when a law enforcement were called because a person refused to pay for a utensil.
Yeah, I wasn't exactly. I caught part of that, and I haven't been able to get enough news stories to feel like I really have the full story. You know, but again, it's a situation where if the store owner has a dispute with a customer and that gets out of hand and they call the police, what I don't understand, and I never will understand because it's wrong, is someone deciding I'm going to fight, argue, scream, or holler at the police. They're there because they were called there.
Mm-hmm. You will never get shot or beat up or tased or anything by a cop if you just simply do what they say, right?
Well, there's a great video out right now that you can see. It's an officer in Baltimore. He's working a domestic dispute with a landlord and tenant, and he hears a rapid number of shots. I think there's about 8 shots, and they're probably about a block and a half away. He tells the people to stay there. He goes running, sprinting towards gunfire, which is what we pay them to do. That's what warriors do, not guardians.
Right.
So he runs towards the gunfire, and he confronts a man who just committed a street armed robbery, who has a gun in his hand. The officer's in full uniform. He points a gun at the suspect. He puts the gun down, and he allows himself to be taken into custody.
Mm-hmm.
Not a shot was fired by the officer. No force was used by the officer except for pointing the gun, which was justified. But yet we have people who are fighting. We have 17-year-olds fighting school resource officers because they don't want to be taken off a bus or out of a classroom. That's got to stop.
Well, there's also been a couple instances. I think one out in St. Louis a couple years ago where a 15 or 16-year-old young black man was shot and killed by police who pulled right up on it. It ended up being a fake gun, you know, and these guys don't know this. They pull up and this guy's pointing this gun at them, you know. That's just what they were trained to do. And everybody had an outrage over that. And it was, in fact, terrible, but it wasn't because he was black.
Well, and that's the other thing that doesn't get told. The officer looking at a gun, typically officer-involved shootings take place in low light or no light conditions. So mm-hmm. the officer, people say, well, they have this much time. They have the rest of their lives to decide whether or not that's a real gun or not. Right. You know, there was an incident that happened not too far from me, and I was confronted by 3 or 4 law enforcement officers from behind trees when I came out of my house one day pointing guns at me at night. And somebody had shot at a police officer up the street. I didn't look at them, and they told me to put my hands up. I didn't say, hey, I'm a retired officer. Hey, I represent the Fraternal Order of Police. I put my hands up because
right.
that's what was appropriate to do at the time.
Right. Could you tell us a little bit about your book, When Cops Kill?
Sure. When Cops Kill was, I've been teaching firearms for about 25 years in law enforcement. And When Cops Kill was an effort to really shine a light on exactly what happens after an officer-involved shooting. The primary audiences are law enforcement officers and their families, as well as journalists, because we hear so many times the officer just says, well, you know, I didn't have a choice, and that's the end of it. But it goes into the criminal, the civil, the administrative investigations, the investigations by the state, and then it also interviewed officers who've been involved in deadly shootings, officers who've been shot in the line of duty, and family members who got the call that they dreaded. And then we talk about what it's like for those officers to live with having taken a life when they had no choice. So, as I said, the profits go to law enforcement charities, and we've donated to date about $20,000 from the sale of the books.
And what is Blue News? Is that a book or a newsletter?
Yes. Blue News is my blog is Blue Line Lawyer, but Blue News is a book that I put out about 2 years ago, and it's about the intersection of media and law enforcement. Why do we have all these negative stories? Why is law enforcement not telling their own stories? Why do we have fake stories that get out, like Michael Brown being shot in the back? He was never shot in the back. He was never shot with his hands up. The first shot in that encounter took place inside the officer's car, and it was a press contact wound to Michael Brown's thumb. And when that information gets into the blender that we call the media cycle, it never gets out unless law enforcement takes the lead and learns to work with the media and media learning to work with law enforcement to get the truth out. So those books are available on Amazon.com or through BlueLineLawyer.com.
We have a radio station that is part of this media group in a small way out in the St. Louis area, and I talked to the general manager out there about 8 months ago about this Michael Brown incident, and he said that there was so much misinformation in that it still not really fully came out to where the facts have been presented to where everybody knows the full story like you were talking about.
Well, you can go up to 100 people and pull him into a room and ask him how many times Michael Brown was shot in the back, and you'll get a number.
Mm-hmm.
He was never shot in the back, and that's according to the Department of Justice. And, you know, when we talk about the racial issues in the country, that was a Department of Justice that was run by an African-American attorney general who was no fan of law enforcement. Self-confessed, no fan of law enforcement. So when we have situations like that that are used to start this hands up, don't shoot, and people chanting in the streets, what do we want, dead cops, when do we want them now? You know, it's no wonder that recruiting is down 90% in some communities.
Yeah, we've heard that as well. So you've appeared on CNN, Headline News, and Fox News Channel. When these people introduce or interview you, Lance, do you feel the bias from the left or the right? And do you ever call them out on it?
I always call them out on it. I don't have a chain of command anymore.
Good.
You know what's interesting? I'll give you an example. I was on CNN about 9 weeks ago now, and they were having this discussion about officers getting involved in scuffles and, you know, why did they use this much force? And they talked about, we were talking about two situations, one in Baton Rouge with Alton Sterling and another one. I can't remember exactly which one it was. But I said, you know, these cases have something in common. Stop fighting with the police.
Mm-hmm.
When the police say you're under arrest, they may be wrong. They may be acting on information that you never imagined would be there. Probable cause doesn't mean you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a low threshold. But the place to fight those charges is in a courtroom, not assaulting law enforcement officers. And we're seeing people that are doing this, and we're seeing activists encouraging people to fight and resist law enforcement. That is a bad combination. Just imagine you're an officer and you get information that someone fitting your description was involved in a strong-arm robbery. You approach the person, and the person is cooperative, says, hey, you know, I wasn't even there. You know, if you can tell me what this is about, maybe I can tell you who I was with. And they're cooperative, and they let you know their whereabouts. They show you their ID and things like that. That puts that officer in a very different mindset. Then I'm approaching a suspect, and the first thing I hear is, you can't make me ask for ID. You can't talk to me. I'm not getting on the ground. I'm not going to show you my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Any reasonable person would increase, and as an officer, any reasonable person would increase their level of concern for their own safety and the safety of others when they get that kind of response.
Especially if you don't have anything to hide, right?
Exactly, and it's not just, you know, people say, well, they don't have a right to ask for ID. Okay, you have no idea what that officer is investigating.
Right. I've heard some critics claim that cops show up with almost too heavily armed for certain situations, but in this day and age, you don't know what other people have.
You know, it's kind of interesting when they say that, because they also believe that somebody with a knife should have a taser shot at them.
Right.
You know, there is a gross level of ignorance about the mechanics of the use of force. For instance, if you have an officer pointing a gun at someone at a 45-degree angle towards the ground, and the person has a gun at their side, we know from tests that are done that person can pick up the gun and shoot three times in the time it will take the officer to fire one shot. So for the officer to sit there and presume that the person does not mean them harm, or presume that the person is going to surrender peacefully, or go to a drug house without an armored vehicle, assuming that the person is just going to allow themselves to be handcuffed, is naive.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a break. Lance, can you hang with us for another 10
Absolutely.
Minutes or so? All right, we're going to take a three-minute break, and we'll be back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job, or if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
At Nomer Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Nomer is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Want to make your yard the wow yard of the neighborhood? Then call Jeff Hardesty and let him create a landscape masterpiece for you. His crews are accredited or certified in the landscaping industry. Not just a bunch of guys with a truck and a shovel. Real landscapers, you know what I mean. For quality installation, innovative experience and design, it's always Hardesty Landscaping. Don't hire another landscaper until you talk to Jeff. Call him at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Monday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Kramer Lumber Dewitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Melner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. My name's Kevin Keith, and we have on the phone Lance LaRusso, who's talking today about whether we have an excessive force problem with law enforcement officials. Lance, we've got about 5 minutes or so left in this portion of the show. What else would you like people to know?
The law enforcement officers that I have met throughout the United States, and I teach about 2,000 a year from the United States, Canada, and a couple of other countries, they are good people. They are people that are in it for the right reason. They clearly are not in it for the money. And the things that they have been putting up with for the past few years, they need community support. They have community support, but people need to be more vocal. I had someone explain to me one time that he had to avoid his kids when he came home after a city that was in riots because his uniform was covered in urine and feces. No one should have to put up with that, all in the name of tolerance. So, you know, the officers that are there are great folks. They just need to be supported. And if people are looking for a profession, law enforcement is an honorable profession to go into.
Will it take things like that, you think, to move this country back in the right direction to where just a couple of years ago, I mean, we were all proud, you know, of our law enforcement officials, as we still are most common sense people anyway.
Well, if you look at 17 years ago after 9/11, the reaction to law enforcement and how much it's changed,
yeah.
I think that we're on the road. I think that people, you know, starting with the president down, the president has been very supportive of law enforcement, and I think people are realizing that if we don't support them more, we're going to be in a world of hurt. We don't want the second tier, the second string of law enforcement applicants. We don't want them wearing badges.
What are you doing now, Lance? You said that you you talk and train officers across the nation and in Canada. What's your specialty?
Officer-involved shootings and response and the reality of officer-involved shootings. In addition, talking about media response and letting officers know. And, you know, it's okay to brag. When you have officers that are driving around on morning watch and see smoke come out of a house and they crawl into a house to get people out while wearing a polyester uniform, incredibly dangerous.
Right.
It's okay to brag. When you're taking care of people and finding kids who are wandering around in the woods after a 4 or 5 hour search, it's okay to brag. People have no idea the risks officers take every day and the things that they do to keep their own community safe.
Not to mention all the new things that they face as well with drugs on the streets and, you know, people taking drugs that we've never heard of before these days, and, you know, it makes them 5 times stronger than an average man, and, you know, you never know with your what you're dealing with out there.
There's no doubt. The synthetic marijuana and opiates that are out now are just incredibly dangerous. I mean, even touching them can cause an officer to die. And you know, right now there's a story up about a woman in Kansas City who was killed. She was armed with a sword. And officers, you know, used beanbag rounds. They did everything they could to avoid using deadly force. But when the time came to do that, when they didn't have a choice, they shot her. And the headline is, mother says officers murdered her only daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lance, tell us one more time where we can get your books and what they deal with, please.
Sure. The books are available at BlueLineLawyer.com and also at Amazon.com. All of the profits go to law enforcement charities. When Cops Kill is a realistic look at officer-involved shootings after the smoke clears, and Blue News is a look at the intersection of media and law enforcement.
Lance LaRusso, we appreciate your time today, and I'm sure we'll see you back here on Party Line some other time.
Thanks for having me. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks a lot. Thanks to Ken Hartman for setting that up with us as well. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to talk with us, 659-3338. Another thing I heard a lot about over the weekend was First Lady Melania Trump wanting a solution to the Trump administration policy of separating immigrant children from their parents. A statement from her spokeswoman said the First Lady hates to see children separated from their families. Mrs. Trump also hopes that both sides of the aisle can come together to solve the problem. While she thinks the country needs to follow the law, she also believes that the U.S. needs to be a country that governs with heart. And I think we would all agree on that as well. Former First Lady Laura Bush also signing in on that. She says the current policy of separating immigrant children from their parents at the border is breaking her heart. In an op-ed in the Washington Post Sunday, Bush said she appreciates the need to enforce immigration law. That being said, she called the current zero-tolerance policy cruel and immoral. She compared plans to put immigrant children into tent cities in the desert, reminiscent of the Japanese-American internment camps of World War II, one of the most shameful episodes in U.S. history. The Department of Homeland Security reports around 2,000 children have been separated from their families between April 19th and May 31st. I still contend that if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you know, I mean, it breaks my heart, too. I don't want to think about that, but I can't imagine how that would happen with me. But, you know, a lot of these parents brought this on. That's the realistic aspect of that. A new study is showing that women are most at risk for opioid addiction. A new study says women are more at risk than men. Public health advocate Shannon Hartley says two-thirds of the Americans addicted to opioids are women. A study by the addiction prevention organization Shatterproof found that women who are 40 to 59 years old are prescribed more opioids than any other age group. Women in that age range receive twice as many opioid prescriptions as men. Hartley says most opioid addicts are prescribed the drugs after surgery, despite the availability of healthier alternatives. The opioid crisis killing 115 Americans every single day. Well, with the summer season upon us, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is urging the FDA to pull sunscreen pills from the market, saying they're basically useless and are likely dangerous. The new edible form of sunscreen is becoming popular, but Schumer insists sunbathers have a false sense of security because they do nothing to shield people from the sun's damaging rays. The National Cancer Institute says melanoma cases among adults has tripled since the 1970s. I saw these a couple weeks ago, the sunscreen pills, and I didn't understand how they would work, and honestly, I still don't. So a man claiming that Roundup weed killer gave him cancer is going to trial against the agrochemical giant Monsanto. 46-year-old Dwayne Johnson today will go head-to-head against the company after hundreds of cancer patients have sued Monsanto previously. Johnson was a former school groundskeeper who regularly used Roundup. Last year, over 800 patients sued Monsanto, claiming the weed killer gave them cancer. Johnson's case is the first to go to trial because his doctors claim he is nearing death. In 2015, the World Health Organization reported that a key ingredient called glyphosate is probably carcinogenic to humans, but Monsanto insists that Roundup doesn't cause cancer. I think people have been using Roundup for several years. First, I had heard of that. We want to remind you that Wylo's Party Line will be on the air from the fair July 9th through the 13th, so if you're over there early, between 8:30 and 9:30, come have a cup of coffee and a donut with Ken Hartman and myself. And also a reminder that the state convention of the FFA starts today. The campus of Purdue University turning into a sea of blue as the Indiana FFA Association, whose membership is over 12,500 strong, are attending a three-day convention full of leadership workshops, banquets, and a trade show. It's the 89th annual Indiana FFA State Convention, now through the 21st. Shine 99 and Wylo will be broadcasting reports all day this morning. I think our first one will probably come in somewhere right before AgriTalk at 11 o'clock or right after AgriTalk with Casper Media Ag reporter Melissa Miller. So make sure you are tuning in for that. And special thanks to our sponsors helping us out there, Series Solutions, Co-Alliance, CIS Crop Insurance Specialist, Wampler Services, Inc., Shy Diesel, and Bales Consulting Services. Thank you for joining me today on Party Line. Thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.